And this is my, I did a lot of little Hitchcock moments. So my self-portraits were generally confined to like silhouettes. I had a fascination with graveyards, and I this was out near the house in Santa Monica. And this is Marilyn Monroe's burial place in Brentwood, or in Westwood, California. And what's interesting about it to me are all the fingerprints and the people who've touched this her crypt there, and everything else was just white. And this is my Uncle Byron's grave. This was taken on Memorial Day in Westwood Cemetery. And he was a hero of mine. In fact, my son Byron, who's not here tonight, my eldest son is going down to Virginia Tech now, but is named after Byron. Byron Kennerly was an American who joined the Eagle Squadron, which was a group of American flyers who went to fly for the UK before we got into the war. And I just remember him in these heroic terms, that he really had a lot to do with my life as a photographer in terms of a kind of a spiritual attachment to his adventure. And this is Jeff out on his place in Flint Hill. This is one of the last pictures taken of him. He was very sick at this point. And this is his 57 DeSoto, which he drew relentlessly in his, I'm sure you saw his, familiar with Shoe, the cartoon. Jeff started that back in the mid-70s, and this car was always a feature of his cartoons. And this was Jeff at the memorial service with his wife and two of his three ex-wives. And it was pointed out that Jeff had to be happy looking down at this scene. He was surrounded by the ones he loved and away from the grasp of divorce lawyers. Another self-portrait. I'm a little tiny figure up there. And this was taken from my hotel, reflected in a building across the street in Atlanta.